You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 100.5 FM.
The Human Library at the Push Festival is scheduled to open at the Vancouver Public Library next weekend. Visitors to a human library are given the opportunity to speak informally with people on loan. Checking out a human book gives you the chance to explore and challenge your ideas and stereotypes about people very different from you. You can choose from titles like Drag Queen, Occupy Activist, and Refugee, and then you'll sign one out and be connected to that person behind the title. A one-on-one informal conversation will begin, and the rest is up to you. Dave DeVoe is curator of the Human Library at the Push Festival, and he joins me now. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Now, human libraries have been created really all over the world. How did they get started?
Back in 2000, a group of five friends came together after an attack on a friend of theirs. And this is in Copenhagen, Denmark, I should say. And so they decided to try to find a creative way for people to start talking about their own hate and their own prejudice. And the first library emerged in 2000. So they've been happening around the world ever since in about 66 countries now. Hundreds of human libraries, and it seems to really be making some positive change.
Now, the library takes its metaphor very seriously. In fact, I was thinking maybe it's not even really a metaphor, but it's a real library. Walk me through what I would experience if I show up at the Push Festival's human library.
Absolutely. So you would head up to the third floor where we have our own circulation desk right beside the library's own info desk. On the desk, you will find physical books, each which represent whatever human titles are available on that given day. So you would look over the titles, you would select which one you would like, and then myself as the librarian or my assistant would actually issue you a human library card, which allows you to borrow a book. We would then sign out that particular title, date stamp it, very much like you, the libraries of now a bygone age, I suppose, as everything has become electronic. And then I would lead you to the part of the library where you would be able to sit down one-on-one with the actual human being behind the title that you have selected. And then I will leave you to speak. You have 20 minutes together, and I will come back later to collect the reader and return them to the circulation desk, at which point you can certainly choose another title or continue on in your push-going activities.
People who have become books, how are they chosen?
Through a wide variety of sources. Certainly, the Grunt Gallery is sort of co-presenting this show, and so in early meetings, I met with them as well as other people at Push to sort of envision what titles we might be looking for the library, and we composed an early sort of short list. And then we actually did outreach to a variety of community resource organizations, arts organizations, to see if they could assist in helping us connect to those specific titles. But we also did a couple sort of open calls for people to pitch their title and why they felt that title might be important to include within the library. And then I did sort of a lot of one-on-one interviews with people to see how that might manifest in three dimensions. And a lot of those people have ended up here in our final crop of books.
Dave, you're the curator. What do you think it takes to be a good book?
I think it takes certainly a certain amount of bravery, because some of these people are talking about really personal and in some cases quite intimate aspects of themselves. But I think someone who is really willing to talk about their lives in a personal way and not feel nervous or attacked or judged, because certainly there is an interactive nature to the project. The readers of these books are welcome to ask questions or seek clarification on a particular aspect of the story they're being told, and to not be thrown by that, because I think when you think of theater, because certainly in Push there are some shows that have a more theatrical nature as far as what we expect of a memorized script, and as an audience member, you sort of sit there and take it in, and it's not participatory. This is not sort of a memorized monologue on their part. It is there is certainly there's been preparation on our part to get them ready to share that story, But they're also equipped to handle that interaction and being sort of taken down a slightly different path than perhaps what we'd originally been preparing.
What about safety for the books? Because as you mentioned, they might be talking about things which might, they're from a marginalized group, but might make them feel very vulnerable in a conversation. How do you deal with that overall for the people who volunteer?
Well, part of the preparation for the project was having a series of workshops that the Vancouver Public Library was willing to host for us, in which we sort of created strategies for us as a group, as a reserve of books, I suppose, to make sure that the conversation isn't getting too far off track. Because, again, it's striking that balance between interaction and also feeling like the books are still sort of driving that adventure, because they are the author of the book. And certainly the reader will interpret the material as everyone would interpret it differently if we were reading, if you and I were reading the same book, we would probably walk away with slightly different interpretations of the material, but we're still going to get the same material. So though each interaction will be dependent on the reader, I've sort of empowered the books with certain strategies that just make sure that they are staying in control. And should anything become uncomfortable for them or uncomfortable for a reader, because certainly it can work in two directions, then my role as a librarian becomes to be the go-between and just to make sure that everyone is having a positive experience.
So when I look at the list that you've got, an impressive list of book titles, I think I can get an idea of how speaking with some of these folks might help me break down my stereotypes of a drag queen or someone with Asperger's. But the one that sort of stopped me in my tracks was Islamophobe. So it wasn't a Muslim person, but it was an Islamophobe. Do you talk about that book and how it came to be part of the library? Because it seems like the opposite of promoting tolerance.
Absolutely. Well, I think in our initial sessions about figuring out what titles would really resonate in Vancouver in 2013, something we realized is that many of us, a lot of the various communities that RC has to offer, are not coming from a place of judgment or a place of misunderstanding. I mean, some of the titles that would resonate in other parts of the world wouldn't really have the same, I guess, provocative nature or need for huge discussion surrounding it. Certainly, the title "Gay" in Vancouver in 2013 isn't really an issue, I suppose. However, what we were actually hoping, one of the titles we were hoping to bring into the library would be, for example, homophobe, something that Vancouver audiences might actually find quite challenging and would certainly want to talk through, okay, well, where does that come from? Where does that that fear or that discomfort come from, and talking about that in a really human way? So that title didn't manifest in the end, but when the possibility of including the title Islamophobe came up, I thought, well, this is perhaps a way for us to have a similar discussion. And I mean, the title, the person behind that title has spoken about Islamophobe perhaps might not be the most accurate depiction of his views, because a phobia indicates a sort of irrational fear of something, and he has very much stated that his fears are not irrational. And I thought, oh, well, there's certainly 20 minutes worth of discussion to be had in that. And I think I certainly would sign up for those 20 minutes to try to find, okay, well, what is that? What's that argument? What are those concerns? And talk about that in a human way without hostility. And in many cases, I mean, the challenge of the project, I think, is to come in without a sense of judgment. And that's half the interest of the project for me, is that we have a certain, there's a certain notion or a certain image of who these people might be based on the title that we see that gets shattered rather quickly within the conversation, because obviously none of us are only one thing. This title represents a particular aspect of their lives. But it's been wonderful to get to know all of these titles and really discover how much surprise there is, even for myself, in their title as compared to their story.
I guess that one would still be a tough one for me because the term Islamophobe does represent a kind of intolerance. So as opposed to, say, a critique of Islam, which I might be comfortable with. So yeah, be interesting. What surprised you most about getting to know the books in the Push's Human Library collection?
I think that there's, and it shouldn't be a surprise, but I think in many cases it is that you take people with whom you on the page don't have a lot in common with. However, you find a sort of shared humanity very early on within the discussion, and it makes that 20 minutes together incredibly intimate. For some of the people in the library, they're talking about things for the first time. Some of these people have never actually shared these aspects of themselves, and for that reason, the book's names are never actually printed anywhere. They will become known as their titles, and so there is a certain freedom to talk about something that potentially could be challenging to talk to the people you see every day in your life, but in sharing that with a member of the general public who is coming to take that in, there's a certain confessional level, I suppose. So it's been really, getting to know these books has been a beautiful journey in that sense, for seeing people come out of their shells in telling their story for the first time, and then how much it becomes a different story and a more empowered story almost by the fifth, sixth, seventh time they're telling that same story.
Hmm. Now, I've kind of alluded a lot to some of the titles in the library. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about what people could expect, what they might find in the collection.
Certainly, we have the title Born Again Christian. We have a transgendered woman who is a poet. We have a woman who is nowadays living on the downtown east side, but sort of comes from a bit of an upper class family and has had quite the journey in her life and also geographically in her life, where she has been within the city and that journey. We have a young man, a 14-year-old, who came out recently talking about the experience of coming out today as compared to what it might have been, you know, 10, 15 years ago, before the dawn of social media in such a prominent way. We have someone who has a brain injury, someone with Asperger's, a drag queen, certainly, because of course, everything's more glamorous with a drag queen involved. The list goes on and on. We have about 20 titles in the library, and 10 of them will be available on any given day to choose from. So we're encouraging people to come back on more than one day just to see who else might be available and what else might pique their interest.
Well, I've already decided I really want to go to the Human Library. How can other people do that?
Fortunately, Human Library is a free event at the Push Festival, and so it's the bookings are done on a first-come, first-served basis on the day of the performance. We run from 12 to 4 on the three weekends of the festival, so that is to say the Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, starting January 18th, which is next week Friday. And we're open from 12 to 4 every day. So there's potential for you to come and read a multitude of books in one visit. If that's the path you so choose. A free event, and you no need to book anything in advance. You just show up to the library down at 350 West Georgia, and you'll head up to the third floor and find us.
Well, it's been really good talking to you this morning, Dave, and might see you at the library.
I certainly hope so. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
I've been speaking with playwright and actor Dave DeVoe, who is curator of the upcoming Human Library at the Push Festival. As you mentioned, the library is free and will be open at the Vancouver Public Library downtown next Friday to Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. It also runs Friday to Sunday the following two weekends at the same times.